Ezekiel chapter 10.
Then I looked, and above the dome that was over the heads of the cherubim, there appeared above them something like a sapphire, in form resembling a throne. He said to the man clothed in linen,
"Go within the wheelwork underneath the cherubim. Fill your hands with burning coals from among the cherubim, and scatter them over the city."
He went in as I looked on. Now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the house when the man went in, and a cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord rose up from the cherub to the threshold of the house. The house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the glory of the Lord. The sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard as far as the outer court, like the voice of God Almighty when He speaks. When he commanded the man clothed in linen,
"Take fire from within the wheelwork, from among the cherubim,"
he went in and stood beside a wheel, and a cherub stretched out his hand from among the cherubim to the fire that was among the cherubim, took some of it and put it into the hands of the man clothed in linen, who took it and went out. The cherubim appeared to have the form of a human hand under their wings. I looked, and there were four wheels beside the cherubim, one beside each cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was like gleaming beryl. And as for their appearance, the four looked alike, something like a wheel within a wheel. When they moved in any of the four directions without veering as they moved. But in whatever direction the front wheel faced, the others followed without veering as they moved. Their entire body, their rims, their spokes, their wings, and the wheels of the four of them were full of eyes all around. As for the wheels, they were called in my hearing the wheel work. Each one had four faces. The first face was that of the cherub. The second face was that of a human being. The third that of a lion, and the fourth that of an eagle. The cherubim rose up. These were the living creatures that I saw by the river Kebar. When the cherubim moved, the wheels moved beside them, and when the cherubim lifted up their wings to rise up from the earth, the wheels at their side did not veer. When they stopped, the others stopped, and when they rose up, the others rose up with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in them. Then the glory of the Lord went out from the threshold of the house and stopped above the cherubim. The cherubim lifted up their wings and rose up from the earth in my sight as they went out with the wheels beside them. They stopped at the entrance of the east gate of the house of the Lord, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. These were the living creatures that I saw underneath the God of Israel by the river Kebar, and I knew that they were cherubim. Each had four faces, each four wings, and underneath their wings something like human hands. As for what their faces were like, they were the same faces whose appearance I had seen by the river Kebar. Each one moved straight ahead.